Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Kennerlin Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Zach Flood. Now, Zach, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, April 14th, plus also a general drill update. The news from yesterday, though, very interesting. Sumitomo Metal and Mining announces, along with Kennerlin Minerals, the 2021 exploration budget at the Frotet project in Quebec. A total of $6.6 million has been approved for this project. Now, Kennerlin will have to contribute 20% of these expenses because that is the kind of JV agreement here, is Sumitomo owning 80% and Kennerlin now owning 20%. Zach, take us through this drill program and the importance of having Sumitomo really on board here.
All right. Thanks, Corey, for having me on here. So, yeah, we put out some news yesterday announcing an additional exploration budget for the Frotet project, which will cover summer 2021. We're looking at kind of a minimum $6.6 million program. Again, that's funded 80% by Sumitomo, 20% Kennerlin. Kennerlin remains as the operator of this joint venture as well, and we get a flat 10% management fee on all exploration expenditures. So that brings our kind of all-in cost down as well. But yeah, most of this is going to be committed towards continued drilling at Renault at the discovery we made in 2020. Right now, we are currently about halfway through a 9,000-meter drill program that we started earlier this year. We've got two rigs out there, so that drilling's been going really well. Obviously, we like what we're seeing in the core, and so did Sumitomo. So this kind of helped expedite the decision to continue drilling throughout the summer months there. So right now, again, we got a 9,000-meter drill program that we're carrying out. We're about halfway through that. This additional budget will cover approximately 20,000 more meters of drilling during the summer months. So yeah, I think everyone can kind of expect continued news flow out of this, and as we continue to kind of develop our understanding of this pretty significant gold discovery in northern Quebec.
So Zach, this is interesting because, as you mentioned, you guys are currently drilling there, and the market hasn't seen any drill results released. You're probably just waiting to get them back from the lab. But then Sumitomo is already coming in and increasing this program. Make sense of that for us, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, geologically, we can see what's happening in the drill core. We don't have a substantial number of assays back ourselves, but you can tell if you're hitting veins and mineralization. So I think our understanding of the system is growing every day. We have a much better understanding of the orientation of some of the structures. When we initially drilled this in 2020, we were the first people to put drill holes into this gold system. There's no outcrop anywhere. We're relying solely on kind of IP and magnetics for drill targeting. And we really had no idea which way things were, which way the veins were striking or dipping or any of the kind of controls on mineralization. And as we've hit it now with this, second substantial drill program, we're starting to get a much better idea of, again, which way things are kind of trending in terms of the vein orientations and the structures. So this is all really, really, I think, important for us and for Sumitomo as well. And starting to see some continuity as well in the drilling, which is really important.
So now regarding that discovery, that Renault discovery on this project, what are you hoping that turns into? What type of mineralization are you looking at? What is the general target?
What we're seeing is structurally controlled quartz vein hosted high grade gold mineralization. So there are areas that we've seen kind of broader lower grade mineralization out there, and we described both of these styles of mineralization in the drilling we've reported from 2020. So there is kind of broad halos of just kind of sub 1 gram per ton. That's like it's associated with disseminated pyrite in the intrusive wall rock. But what we're really after here is the high grade quartz vein hosted gold, and that includes like what we hit in the discovery hole last year, which was 29 meters at 8.5 grams, including 11 meters at 18 grams, and a few other, you know, seriously notable intercepts from that first drill program. So we're following up on that and hopefully going to continue to kind of grow the strike length of the vein sets and then explore them vertically as well.
Okay, so just a lot of drilling ongoing. And again, this budget, this $6.6 million is on top of that 9,000 meters that is ongoing. Let's also get an update from the Healy project. I understand this, there should be some exploration starting up here relatively soon. What updates can you give us from this project, please?
Yeah, so Healy, we've the last few months we've just been dialing in the logistics and the schedule for the summer drill program up in Alaska on our Healy project, as well as the Tanacross project up in Alaska, which is our porphyry copper project up there. And things are going well. We're still on track to we're going to build a camp up at Healy towards the end of May, and we'll have one drill rig up there, hopefully turning June 1st for about 2 months, and then we'll be doing some surface work at Tanacross during that time. And by the end of July, we'll wrap up a 4,000 meter drill program at Healy and move the rig from Healy to Tanacross, and carrying out kind of a limited 2,000 meter. Drill program at Tanacross, testing some new target ideas. But yeah, looking forward to a big season up in Alaska as well.
So one thing to consider here is that this is really the first drill programs, or the first drill programs that the company is undertaking as a public company, because you guys just listed at the tail end of last year. So the overall strategy then, since this is, again, kind of the first pass on some of these projects as a public company, what are you hoping to prove out at the end of this year from all this drilling?
Well, I think at Renault, with Sumitomo, we've proven that there's, you know, potential for economic mineralization there. We've hit economic grades and widths in some of these veins, so now it's just going to be kind of, you know, trying to understand what the continuity is and proving up kind of the size potential as well. So that's obviously ongoing. At Healy, it has not seen any diamond drilling or really any significant drill program at all. We did put in 2019, we put about a total of 800 meters into it, over 10 shallow RC holes, reverse circulation holes up there. It was really scout drilling. And we hit kind of broadly disseminated lower grade mineralization, but it was fairly widespread in the bedrock. So in 2020, we went in there, added a lot of surface information, detailed soil geochemistry, detailed mag and VLF EM, and then IP as well. So we really refined quite a lot of drill targets on that gold system up there. And yeah, I think when we hit it with 4,000 meters of diamond, you know, that's kind of what we see as like the minimum amount of drilling you should put into a greenfields target to really understand if it has economic potential. And that's going to be the goal of this year, is to try to prove that that there is economic mineralization there. So hopefully we're going to see some, you know, higher grade or big low grade hits as well. You know, I think our understanding of that system is extremely limited because there is no diamond drilling on it. And there's, again, very little exposure and outcrop. But the footprint's really big. It's in the Good Pasture District, which hosts the 10 million ounce Pogo gold system. So yeah, we're fairly optimistic about that one.
So one other news release to just quickly touch on was the company is now listed on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 3WQO. And from my understanding, an OTC listing is in the works. But I've also talked to a lot of other resource companies, and I understand that the OTC has been a little slow getting some of these listings moving forward, but that is in the works. So if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the work that is being done here at Kennerland Minerals at any of their projects, remember, the company does hold a wide range of projects in some very good jurisdictions, you can please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Zach, I appreciate the update. Thank you, and we will follow up as more news hits the market.
Great. Thanks a lot, Corey.